This week's Torahdin of Ki Tisah opens with a collection of a half shekel silver coin from every single Jew. It was repeated every year as part of a Torah-ordained Torah commandment. The money went for what? For the construction and maintenance of the tabernacle and the sanctuary. The campaign was always made at a specific time of year. When? Today. Today is the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Adar, and that's when the Jews would begin to bring their contribution. It always lasted, the campaign, for 2 weeks. Regarding the money, the Torah says that it is to be used for the construction, maintenance, and service of the Tent of Meeting. V'haya livnei Yisrael zikaron lifnei Adonai lechaper nafshotichem. And it will be for the children of Israel a remembrance before God to atone for your souls. But how will the money be a remembrance? The coins are spent quickly and gone with the wind. The modern commentary Pshuto Shel Mikra explains that the money went towards the construction of a permanent fixture. This structure, he explains, is the remembrance. In other words, as long as this structure is standing, God sees it and sees the donation of those who gave towards it. For what purpose? Lechaper aleihem v'lehagen aleihem, to atone for them and protect them. So says the commentator Pshuto Shel Mikra. So the Torah is teaching us that these 2 weeks are a time of Jewish giving since the days of the Tanakh, since the days of the Bible. Right now in Beit Del 2, we're building our flagship institution, the Israel Defense Forces Preparatory Academy. We take students from disadvantaged homes and prepare them physically, mentally, and spiritually for meaningful Army service. For many of them, their lives are completely turned around and they become a contributing part of Israeli society. In the diaspora, a new synagogue can within a few decades become a church or serve some other purpose. In Israel, you're not allowed to make that change. Rather, those who donate, just like we quoted above, towards the construction and maintenance of these edifices, he will merit to be remembered in the eyes of God always, to lechaper aleihem, to atone for them, v'lehagen aleihem, and to protect them. So this week we're doing something different. This ancient window of giving opens now, and we're asking you to partner with us in this project and donate at the link below, IsraelEmpowered.com. Your money too will be converted into building supplies as part of this permanent structure of Torah in the land of Israel. Thank you in advance, and we want to wish everybody a happy Purim holiday and a Shabbat Shalom.